Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. From Washington. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus sang the Black National Anthem today, as after the signing of a bill which makes Juneteenth, the 19th of June, an American holiday. It is the day in 1865 when the last American slave down in Texas finally got the word, albeit 2 years later, that President Lincoln had freed all men. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Reminding us of a history much stained by brutality and injustice. We all remain committed to the fight to end racism and advance justice, which continues with a renewed urgency.
This country has not added to the national holiday calendar since Dr. MLK's birthday was declared a holiday in 1983. And here at home, Deputy Mayor Phil Thompson reminds us all, New York, just because it was a northern state, still operated in the slave trade. So there's a lot of history going on here, right underneath the property near City Hall, in fact.
New York City had a slave market on Wall Street right next to the East River. And the largest cemetery for slaves in the entire United States is just a block above us here at City Hall. It held the remains of 20,000 slaves. New York City also prospered off of the slave trade, even after the state abolished slavery in 1827.
As a matter of fact, 1010 Winds did a Black History Month series, and yours truly, this reporter can tell you, we did that particular story there. And so it is fitting that they are indeed, New York City that is, launching a broad savings and education program, including thousands of college scholarships for Black and low-income students. This is in a move tied to Juneteenth and economic recovery. Mayor de Blasio says the Juneteenth Economic Justice Plan would include universal baby bonds for all city school districts and 2,800 four-year CUNY scholarships for disadvantaged youth. Also, this reminder, 1010 Winds will carry President Biden's signing of the new Juneteenth National Independence Day holiday declaration at around 3:30. We hope that you will join us. City Field allowing full capacity for Mets games as we switch gears. Now, with COVID numbers improving every day, the latest invite for fans to pack the stands is from across the parking lot at the U.S. Open. 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Schuck with the details.
The prestigious U.S. Open will welcome back tennis fans at full capacity for all 2 weeks of the event here in Flushing Meadows, the end of August into September. Danny Zausner, the COO of the National Tennis Center, couldn't be more excited and has this message for fans.
12 months ago, at this exact time, we were operating a COVID hospital inside our indoor training center on the other side of our campus from Arthur Ashe Stadium. And then obviously, just a couple of months later, we hosted the Open with no fans and just the tennis players. And I'm built for the live event and to have all the fans here, and so I cannot wait to welcome people back to our grounds.
It'll be the first Grand Slam event in tennis at 100% capacity since the Australian Open in January of 2020. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Flushing.
Plan set for this year's Mermaid Parade on Coney Island. Like always, the 39th edition of the annual parade will feature marching bands, drill teams, floats, antique cars, tons of folks dressed as mermaids and other colorful sea creatures. It'll kick off rain or shine at 1 p.m. on Sunday, September the 12th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.